This is Rabbi Julie Danan inviting you to take a mini retreat with me through this simple breathing meditation. In Jewish tradition, we know that the word neshima, breath, is related to the word neshama, soul. So each time we take a breath, it's an opportunity to connect to our souls. Find a comfortable position and put aside any burdens for a moment, be they physical or mental. And just allow yourself to take a few deep breaths. And now just breathe naturally, but with attention. As you breathe in, feel your belly expanding. And as you breathe out, feel it contract. If you're experiencing any discomfort or tension somewhere in your body, send your breath there. And if you like, you can even imagine each breath filling your body with healing light or see it as a color bringing relaxation to your body. Or you can simply feel the breath and just luxuriate in it. If you like, you could repeat softly, Elohai Nishama. Elohai Nishama. My God, my soul. My God, my soul. Which comes from a morning prayer thanking God for breath and soul each day. I learned from my teachers, Rabbi Zalman Schachter Shalomi and Rabbi Arthur Waskow, that the sacred, unpronounceable, four-letter divine name of God, the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, actually contains within it the breath of life. This sacred name is made up of letters, consonants that are also vowels in Hebrew, the Yud, the He, the Vav, which was a Wah, and the hay. And if you listen attentively to the sounds of your own or a loved one's breathing, you can feel that God is not far away. This transcendent divine presence is really as close as every breath. So give thanks for this gift, the miracle of each breath, and the ruach, the spirit from God, that keeps us alive.